Hello, people in the bar. Can you please sit down and pay attention?
Hey, don't make me come back there.
Okay, now George and I had a 20-hour lecture on how to pronounce his name, so it will be perfect. George eats us. So no matter what he says, that's how it's pronounced. He's going to talk to us about cadastral professional certification.
Thank you, Google, and I'm not going to make an attempt. You can give me a lesson later. Well, thank you, everybody, and this is the third year now, and I think I finally got it to a point where the program that we looked at and played around with for the last few years is ready for implementation. First off, let me apologize for the committee that works with me, who I didn't have a chance to assign much work this year, actually none. But I took the liberty of continuing on, and part of the problem was, as maybe at the reception, some of my fellow workers from Orange County can explain the unique personnel problems we had last winter and into the spring. That took a lot of their attention. Anyway, those of you that may not be familiar with what we've been doing for the last few years, is we were looking at some way of recognition and something in the line of a certification. And being a very unique group with cadastral mapping, we decided we'd come up with a cadastral mapping professional certification program. So through the research, I found that the program that was similar to what I have put together was by the GIS, I think it's GIS Institute, where it's really a self-documenting type of program where it's based off of a point system as opposed to any testing or something along that nature. So it's completely up to the individual to put their efforts into the certification. What it really allows is a way that the professional, our profession, can be recognized both internally and externally. And how this profession, how this certification can be used is really going to be up to the individual counties or the individuals in this room of what type of emphasis they'll put on it once you receive a certification. It can be a means for definitely for obtaining some recognition. It's a way of encouraging people to increase their knowledge in the chosen field, and to help promote the field itself. Because the system is based off of three main areas for the levels that I'll describe in a minute, which you may already be aware of. But the key elements are is experience, obviously, education, and contributions. This conference is a prime example of a contribution, of where you're either here receiving new information or giving new information. And what we've come up with is three levels of certification. The basic, or the key level that would cover the broadest range, is just considered as cadastral analyst. And that's primarily most of your journeyman level, or maybe into your senior level type of people. Equivalent to that is for the counties that have a high emphasis on GIS. We have a cadastral GIS analyst certification. And then the high level would be the master cadastral analyst. With these is a given point total, which is broken down, and I believe it's still out on the website from last year,
yes.
The information. And I will provide an update, which the points really didn't change. It's just refine some of the information. It basically, it comes down to a total of, for cadastral analysts or cadastral GIS analysts, you have to obtain 150 points from the categories mentioned, with a minimum of 4 years of experience at that level. For the master cadastral analysts, it requires 6 years and 200 points, of which at least a minimum of 2 years should be in a decision-making or supervisory type level, which from what I notice is, I think if not all, everyone in this room. So these are the levels of certification and the general categories that are needed to obtain it. And so when I say it's self-documenting, the application that'll be soon, will be available soon, you fill it out and you indicate where your points come from, your experience, your years at different levels, what education you have, and what type of contributions. That's forwarded to what will be a formal certification committee for evaluation and eventually award you your certification. And so, as I get into that, I want to talk about one of the key things is the certification committee, because henceforth this committee is going to be an ongoing committee and it's going to have quite the task at hand. First of all, the program is primarily geared for cadastral mapping, as we know, within the California Assessor offices. Not that this couldn't be expanded to other areas, particularly in the state, but its grassroots will be in the Assessor's office. And a certification committee, which is going to be a standing committee, their primary purpose is going to be to review and either approve or disapprove all applications for certification. It's going to be the committee's responsibility to maintain all certification records and notify certified analysts at time of renewal. The certification, because we're in a dynamic field, we'll have to have a renewal. And I've said it that every 5 years, you have to show that you're still in the field, still active, and you're still contributing to the cadastral mapping world. Also, the committee's responsibility will be forward recommend changes and enhancements to the program as the years go on and as things change. And this would be recommendations would then again be forwarded to the Cadastral Mapping Association for approval at the annual convention. This committee will be made up of 7 members. The members will be appointed by the Cadastral Mapping Association. And to ensure that we have stability in the committee, we'll have, there will be, see, you know, my math works out here, right? What did I do here? Oh, yeah. Three members whose term would like start in the even number years, and 4 members whose term would start in an odd number year, so that every other year you would be appointing a new 3, or they could be reappointed, so that you can at least have someone that's got experience if there's a large turnover in the committee each year. So once you commit to being on a committee, you're committing for 2 years. If a member were to resign or for whatever reason had to leave, it'd be the responsibility of CA, the Cadastral Mapping Association, to appoint someone to fill their term. Chairman of the committee would be appointed amongst the 7 members would decide who would be their chairman. In addition, all members of the committee should be regular members of the Cadastral Mapping Association. If you look in the bylaws, you see the regular members are active workers in the assessor offices. Application processing, this is going to be the key responsibility of this committee. You receive the applications from the applicants and it's to be reviewed. And the committee can decide how they're going to review this as far as to split it up or move it around or however to ensure that the applications are filled complete and that there's backup data that goes with anything that's on there. An example is if you claim that you have a bachelor's degree you'd have to supply a copy of your diploma. And it's the same with any other type of educational. There's an elaborate system of how to calculate points for courses, seminars, and so forth that's I'm not going to go into right now, but it's out there so you can calculate all these things for you. Plus, any conferences you've been to or so forth, it's just indicating that you've been there and some type of proof that says you were there. Because part of the program is also ethics. And with it, you would describe your job and the duties you do. And what I really mean is what you do, not what your job description says or what someone else says, but what you do, so they can really get down to the really root of what it is that we're doing. The committee, after once reviewing these the applicants and their qualifications and whether or not the points meet the criteria, it would be their responsibility to notify the applicant that they have been certified and will be provided with a certificate of certification, or they'll be informed that they didn't meet the criteria and where they were weak or missing points, or if there was an error in their application. The committee is the group that will decide on who is certified. Their decision is final. Let's see. It just takes a majority vote for approval for certification. And of course, rejected applicants will be encouraged to pick up the areas that are weak in the certification. And so that's basically the highlights. What I'd like to do is entertain some questions, and maybe I can help explain something from here.
Steve? George, who's going to certify the committee?
Okay, that's a good point. That was my next thing, is sort of a chicken and the egg situation. The first committee is going to have to certify themselves. So they will need to provide the same type of documentation and cross-check each other. By the way, for the initial going of this, there is a, what are referred to as a grandfathering provision in the program, so that it's just a total points that's required, along with years of experience, depending on the level that you're applying for. So you don't necessarily have to have the breakdown when you're grandfathering as future applicants of having X number of points for experience, education, and contributions. Grandfathering is just a flat, I think it's 200 points for the, I believe that's for the regular level. I don't recall what I said. But anyway, it is grandfathering that. Also, there's provision for upgrading for if someone becomes a cadastral analyst certified, and after a few years later they get promoted, get more involved in decision making, they can apply for upgrading, which is considerably less points needed, for because your first points from your 150 points in your initial certifications carry over for when you're upgrading. Renewal is different. They have to be a total new group of points. I think it's 50 points for renewal for 5 years. And it's pretty lenient because anybody that can't acquire the 50 points in 5 years is haven't done too much. Yes?
What's the time frame for being grandfathered in?
I really wasn't set. That could be the first thing one of the committees say. Right now, it's open-ended. I couldn't have done that good a job. Steve?
I don't know if I missed something, but you talked about the committee members, three being even years and four being odd years. So the first term for an odd year member might be 3 years instead of 2 years?
No, the other way around, it'd be 1 year.
Okay. Thanks.
So go one and two, and then two okay. From there on. Oh, the committee members' terms would run in conjunction with the officers, which start in January 1st. So we're keeping everything simple, everything will be January 1st.
the committees responsible for getting together? Like, if you have seven people spread out across the length of the state, are they going to e-talk each other, or are they going to just present at the meeting?
No, it would, because your applications are, I am assuming, would be coming in randomly throughout the year, possibly. Would have to be mostly email, telephone. Most stuff hopefully can be made into email files, you know, either document types, PDFs, or whatever that you can possibly email, or you just, the old-fashioned system, just mail. And to get it around to the committees, and I would probably be looking at splitting up the applications, not in their entirety, but more in their categories. You know, so that someone is looking at experience on the people while someone else is verifying, looking at the education part as it gets around. It would probably take several months to, from the time an applicant files till they actually receive notice that they've been certified. And then your certification, once it's been certified and dated, you're good for 5 years from that date.
Would it be better if we just requested that your information be in electronic format simply because of the dynamics of
sure.
the committee?
Sure. I would probably go on encourage it highly, but maybe not necessarily require it. Say if you want it to work faster, if it's sent electronically. Otherwise, next year from now, we might get it. No, that's what I would definitely encourage in that area. Let's see. Grandfathering. For cadastral analysts or cadastral GIS analysts, you need to have a minimum 5 or more years experience and a total of 200 points, which can be made up in any category. For a master cadastral analyst, 8 or more years of experience, minimum of 3 that should be in decision-making or supervisory level, and total of 300 points, which can come from any category. Doug.
George, what's left now? What do you want us to do? Should we put something like this out on the website and have people start voting yes on this?
Well, actually, I had assumed that it was already yes a couple years ago. That it was a matter of getting the details and getting it in place that we wanted to do it. I think the job here is how you're going to utilize it to your home base. If it's going to be helpful or meaningful, promote it. Try to use it for anything to encourage people for promotions for yourself, or possibly working it into cloud. Next thing is to work with the CAA, and hopefully they can put some meat into this to encourage people to be certified to be able to reach a certain level. Like I say, right now it's all voluntary, completely on the individual's effort of what they want to do, and that'll be more than just to be able to say, hey, I got a certification from the California Mapping Association. Me personally, it means something. Whatever you think about it, I don't care.
No, I agree. What you've done is a great job, but maybe the next step we need to do is take what you have and present it to the Assessor Association.
Yes.
And get their approval on it, because that's what's got to buy off on it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, yeah, to get the meat into it, they need to agree. I mean, really, I looked into it. We can do it ourselves, but to put teeth into it, it'd be nice if they accepted it and encouraged people to get certified.
What will it take to change any of the rules that's been established? What would it take to change any of the rules that you've established in the requirement?
Well, it would be that would be in the area where it would be forwarded to the committee. I think the committee would evaluate it and then make a presentation back to the organization of what their findings are, of whether it's a beneficial change or if it should be rejected. I think anyone can present a change, but it should all be filtered through the committee. Certification committee is the governing body for the certification.
So they wouldn't make the changes that they would?
Not necessarily. No, no change would be made by the committee. Any change, even if they themselves come up with it, would present it to the organization and suggest that we highly recommend this change to be made. It's pretty much like when we recommend a bylaw change, that we put it in front of the committee or in the organization, and you vote on it to decide, yeah, that should be changed, or no, don't do it. But the committee would operate under the guidelines and requirements that have been put together. Right now, no. That's something I think we'd look at down the road if it was required. But I think because of our numbers are not that large, and I think if we certified everybody in the state, there were, what, the 300? The most? I mean, it's last year when I was president and ran this conference and reviewing the counties, I guess I had never paid close attention to how many counties have only one or two mappers in their organization. I doubt there's a handful, Los Angeles, Orange, San Diego, that are up into the high teens, 20, or what do you have, 40? So we have 18 in our office. In San Diego, we have 20-some?
Yeah, 24.
24, LA, 40. I don't even think anybody else comes close to it. What do you got out here, Doug?
18.
Yes, so you're matching us. But, Brett, you might got like 6 or 8.
Yeah.
So most organizations are rather small. So in a benefit of a one-person shop, I don't know what this is going to mean unless the assessor thinks it means something. But maybe in the other areas, you can not only use it for yourself, but for your staff to encourage them to go out and expand their knowledge and do a little extra, whether it be education or contribution. Contributions are as simple as what's been going on for the last few years. Putting out some type of thing out on the website of inquiry of like the job description salary survey thing, or last year with you and I, Doug, in our little back and forth. There's a great contribution. Things of that nature.
I would think if we got it in place and kept it up to a good high standard, we could start establishing standards that would promote change and wages and everything else.
Absolutely. That's part of the idea behind it, the URL, a certain standard.
Yeah, okay.
And that's why I say everything has to be justified. Just don't fill out an application, send it in, and say, okay, make me a master analyst. You need to prove that you deserve the certification. That's the only way it's going to have some meaning. As opposed to just, oh, well, okay, it's nice. You've been working there for a while to certify you. So you will need to, and it has to be spread out in categories. Experience, education, and contributions. And it's ongoing. So over the years, maintain your certification to do something, to do a little extra, and so forth. Anything? Yes?
I'm curious, you may or may not be able to give me some examples, but I know, I mean, I've yet to see a course offered on cadastral mapping. And I know, I understand some of the other educational possibilities that we have. I mean, I'm from Sonoma County. We have a great engineering program there, and I take courses there, but they're certainly not specific to what I'm doing at my job.
Yeah, you're right, and I realize that also. I mean, even though in Orange County there's a lot more educational opportunities with junior colleges and major universities, but any related area that helps expand the knowledge so you understand the entire world, real estate courses, appraiser courses, engineering courses, legal aspects, and along these lines that not only are mapping or computer certain computer courses could even fit in there. I mean, not just your GIS, but other areas as well.
Okay.
So it's broad.
Is it set up to where somebody could conceivably become certified even at a basic level without necessarily having worked in an assessment office? Could you?
Yes. Yeah, matter of fact, a good point. Yes, the work experience for particularly a newcomer into the assessor's office, if they can show that they've like worked in the real estate world and dealing with a lot of the legal aspects, or a surveying company or an engineering firm where the type of experience is similar or related, that experience can count. And if you look at the formula, the experience can be not at 100%. Like if we're working in the mapping group of an assessor's office, that's 100%. Maybe in the prior job, you only had like, let's say 50% that was really, that you could say was related to our type of work. So you claim 50% for 3 years, which is good for a year and a half of experience. Yes, experience outside of our office can count. That's where the committee's evaluation comes into play. That's why when you put down your experience, you not only say I worked here for 4 years from this to this, kind of what you were doing so that you can really determine that, yes, it really was cadastral mapping. Yes, he's a supervisor, he's in a decision-making point. So we can give you credit or verify that the credit you're claiming is true. All right, well, thank you. I'm going to be getting with Jim, which I'll have the current update of the program, plus getting the application in order, and we'll proceed for getting a presentation for the California Assessors Association. In the meantime, just think about it and see what value it can be at your own office.
Well, I see a whole new segment of the website coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
do we have some kind of a blurb, kind of like a mission statement or something?
Yes, I do.
It's, you know, like, yeah. when asked actually, by the CAA, why do you need certification?
Yeah, I can extract it. Actually, my first page, probably too much for a blurb, but I think it can be streamlined for a blurb. But the first page, which is referred to, if this is new, which isn't in the stuff you have, the overview of the program, which says certification purpose, why certify, who benefits, what can certification provide.
Yeah.
So that page in itself, actually I might even give you the liberty to do your thing with it there. Yes.
Yes. I'm also thinking of how could this encourage universities and colleges to consider this profession more seriously in their programming, and maybe part of the presentation to the cadastral to the assessors association would be, here is something that you could even send out notices to the local colleges or whatever, you know, maybe there would be more educational support.
That's possible. They're all good ideas, and like I said, I think 2 years ago, this is a case where whole new area, and I'm not trying to put you down, just saying
yes.
It's the steps. Like they always say, you have to be able to walk before you run. In our case, we have to learn how to crawl before we can walk. But getting there eventually, and probably not very far in the distant future, these would be the areas to expand and to see where it goes, see what type of interest and so forth we have down the road.
Well, I know in Santa Rosa, we have the head of our engineering technology program bringing some of the students in, and we gave them a presentation of what our jobs are or what we do, and they enjoyed it very much. So, that's just a practical application. Absolutely. That can be expanded on.
Okay, I see that Google's over there. So thank you very much, and I'll be at the reception this evening, and if there are any other questions, I'll be getting with Jim to forward some more of this information. Thanks.